every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to another episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. And wherever you're tuning in from right now, maybe you're driving home from work, getting that last walk in before the sun sets, or just trying to unwind after a long day, I'm glad you're here with me. Now, you know, one thing I've learned through the years of, you know, talking to, you know, trainers, you know, healing experts, and all experts from all walks of life, is that the body keeps score. It remembers stress, emotion, and the moments when we push too hard or stay still for just a little too long. And sometimes the path to healing better isn't found in a supplement or a quick fix. It's found in movement. And today's guest understands that better than anyone I've met or heard of. Dr. Gina Williams is a doctor of physical therapy, an entrepreneur, and the founder of Mobility Health Physical Therapy in New York City, a practice built around the belief that movement is medicine. And after years of working alongside some of the top orthopedic and sports surgeons in New York and Connecticut, she realized that the modern healthcare system often misses one crucial piece, time and connection. So in 2017, she stepped out of her own, with a simple but powerful mission to build a business with heart, one that heals one patient, one moment, and one breath at a time. And she shared a little story, and I'm sure she'll share it on here, but she was involved with six patients, and, you know, one of them ended up having a little mishap. And, you know, it's kind of what drove her on a mission to heal one patient at a time, where it's more of a one-on-one service. Dr. Gina has worked with everyone from athletes to executives to everyday people trying just to get their lives back after injury or chronic pain. She's certified in advanced techniques like the McKenzie Method, Active Release Therapy, the Mulligan Concept, Graston, the Kinesio Tapping. But what makes her different isn't just the skill sets, it's her philosophy. She doesn't just mix bodies. She teaches people how to listen to them. She reminds her patients that progress isn't perfection, it's awareness, and that healing goes beyond the physical. It's emotional, mental, and even spiritual. And her clinic, Mobility Health, has grown into one of New York's premier concrete physical therapy practices, offering in-home office care and in-home sessions. So we'll be right back with more Dr. Gina right after this, and it'll be a great show, so stick around.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, I got an amazing guest today, Dr. Genia Williams. Now, before we jump into all this and your story, I just want to say thank you for joining me, and how's your day going?
Thank you so much for having me, Blake. A pleasure to be here. My day's going great.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, I want to start with your story here, because what you built, isn't it just a business? It seems like it's a mission to you. You didn't come from, you know, the traditional path into this world where, you know, I would say most people come into when they start, you know, businesses and all that. You actually started behind a desk before you even started working with patients. Can you take me through that a little bit?
Well, yeah, I was working at a busy dental practice, and I was the mail clerk, I was the coffee girl, and I worked in the file room, not interacting with people, just looking at the papers that were there. And sometimes I'd answer the phone, but I was the call center agent. And when my phone line would ring, I wouldn't hear a person saying, "Hey, can I speak to Dr. Jones?" It would be transferred to line 47, and that was 10 hours a day. I would go home and throw up.
So you ended up starting your own, I don't know if you would refer to it as a practice, but you do in-housing care. You go to people. I heard a little bit of the story you told of kind of why you started it. Can you dive into that and, you know, what this means to you and this business?
Well, you know, I also, when I started into physical therapy, I was working for a busy physical therapy practice, and I had to see about 5 or 6 patients an hour, and it wasn't one-on-one individual care. And one day, one of my clients fell ill, and I felt responsible for her care. I mean, I was able to revive her, I called the ambulance, but then I had to make a call to her daughter and let her know that under my care, her mom had felt ill. And what if I wasn't paying attention? What if I wasn't able to revive her? And then I knew I needed to change. I needed to bring back one-on-one physical therapy care and concierge care, where the doctor can go to your home, see your home environment, and be able to cater the exercises and the treatments to your home and what you need to do and your individual personal goals without any distraction of other patients, clients, or people, just the patient and the doctor building a health and wellness platform and treatment center for one person.
And I noticed you have a lot of accolades. You know, it's kind of looking at a profile. You have a lot of accolades. You started, you know, behind as a, you know, a clerk. What was the process of getting all those accolades and then moving into, you know, physical therapy where you're helping other people to then starting your own business? I mean, that seems like quite a journey on its own. How long did that take? And, you know, what was the process of getting there?
Well, I've always been a lifelong learner, and I love always learning about the human body and how we move. And I knew I would gravitate to something with biology and science. I did pre-med and undergrad and psychology, and I loved that. But when it was time to go to med school, I heard about physical therapy, didn't really know much about it, but I dived in. I volunteered in physical therapy facilities and hospitals and really asked myself, is this something I would like to do? And at the end of the year of volunteering, it was yes, because I love the people aspect, the interaction, being able to get to know and take my time with the person was valuable to me. I had family members who were in the healthcare, and sometimes it's only 5 or 10 minutes with each patient. With physical therapy, you get to know them, their family, their friends. Even one time, a patient wanted to make an appointment with me, and I said, "Isn't that your grandson's birthday?" And she called the daughter, and yeah, she had a birthday party to go to. Couldn't go to physical therapy, but the fact that I really get to know everyone really makes me happy.
I like that. And you often say movement is medicine. What does that mean to you? And how did you come to that belief or, you know, that philosophy?
Movement is medicine. I see it every day in my clinic and with the patients at their home. At the first day, you may not be able to walk down the block, to walk 5 blocks. But when you look perspective-wise, little by little, you know, over a period of a few months, you can go from not being able to get out of your chair to be going 5 blocks down to the grocery store or going on a hike with your family for the summer that you couldn't go before. But just creating little goals that may take 10 steps, but knowing that each step is taking you towards your bigger goal has such value. And the more you move, the more our body is resilient and can help us heal.
Now, when you're helping these patients heal, whether it's through, you know, physical therapy, maybe they're ill, do you take a more Western or Eastern medicine route? What interests you more, and, you know, kind of what's your lane in that?
It's a little bit of both. There's Eastern medicine on healing. There's Western medicine on the actual biology and the physiology of things and the muscles. But there's also the psychology of it. And my background in psychology really helped and prepared me to help work with clients, because many studies show if, you know, Mr. Jones and Sally have the same shoulder injury, if Sally feels like she's on a healing path and going to get better, and Jones feels like it's a death sentence, guess who gets better? Sally, with the same injury. Just how we feel about how we're helping ourselves and healing ourselves releases endorphins and hormones in our body to really actually mimic movement and some types of placebo medicine treatments that can be done. So feeling good about yourself and positive energy really helps promote physical healing.
So you really do see more healing from clients who have a positive mindset to their injuries or illness than people who, you know, maybe don't have a negative, but all they're doing is just taking the medicine and saying, well, hopefully this works.
Absolutely. It definitely helps if you're positive about your outlook and if you're looking towards your goals and not living in the, oh, it hurts right now. And actually sometimes even quantifying, okay, today, yes, I hurt, but what is it? It's 10 out of 10. And maybe thinking about, okay, a month from now, when it's 5 out of 10, yes, you still have the pain, but know that it's 50% less and you're on the path to getting better.
I like that philosophy. I think a lot of people actually need to take that on. You know, when I was going through my healing journey, I always knew that I was going to be healed or I would get out on the other end of it. And I actually truly think that is what actually helped me get to the other side of it, is knowing and intentionally trying to heal with just, you know, like you said, psychology. So going back to psychology, because I don't really hear about that too much on my show, when people talk about, you know, healing, what other roles of psychology plays into, you know, seeing your clients or, you know, patients succeed and, I guess, getting on the other side of the, you know, root causes?
Well, one, understanding why the patient is there. Yes, I want to get rid of this knee pain, but helping them understand that what their goal is helps as a motivational tool when the exercises get tough, when the pain is there, for them to really see, okay, I need to get to going on, you know, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. I need to run the New York City Marathon. That's what helps motivate them so they're not in the moment of, I've had difficulty now. It's, I'm on a path to getting better. This is my challenge for today, and I'm going to meet it and improve tomorrow.
Now, are these services, are they only mostly for older people, or do all types of, you know, I guess for everyone under the sun, do they need a care like this?
It's for everyone, and not necessarily if you have an injury. It's for injury prevention. Getting an assessment from a physical therapist to look at your posture. I mean, it's the world where we're all doing Zoom. We're all sedentary. Even if you want to get dinner, you can just go on your phone. You don't even have to move a muscle for that. And, you know, you can change the TV with your phone. You don't have to get up from the couch anymore. And we're more sedentary. So the fact that we can you know, are sedentary, just doing exercises where we're standing, moving, strengthening our back and our neck will help us prevent injury when we're 90. Sometimes as we get older, you see some people are a little bit bent over, and if we continue with the sedentary activity without adding and coupling the physical exercise, we can increase our chances of having that bent posture. But just a few physical therapy tips, you know, a couple times a year can help make our posture better and improve our health longevity-wise.
So we probably got about 30 seconds here before we, you know, take it away for a second. What do you see sedentary people dealing with the most when it comes to injuries?
The most is a back pain and neck pain, and what we call the tech neck. So we're all bent forward in our devices, leaning forward towards that Zoom video and our computer, and that is a huge strain on our eyes and our neck. And just if we would focus on doing a few stretches a day, or just get up from the computer screen, or maybe have a standing desk, that would really help us over the long run.
We're talking to Dr. Gina Williams. We'll be right back with more after this, talking posture and everything else.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Thank you for staying buckled in with me and Dr. Gina Williams. Now, we left off talking about posture, and I kind of want to jump right back into that. And I love how you connect physical movement to energy and emotion. And I want to take it back to posture and ask you, what does good posture look like? Because people hear about it all the time. They hear good posture, posture this, but they don't know what it actually looks like. What does that look like?
Well, our bodies love neutral. You know, when they say not too much of anything, you know, you want to be in the middle, that's what our body loves, where it's not too much stretch on one joint or the other. So having your head directly in line with your neck and shoulders, directly in line with your hips, directly in line with your knees, and directly in line with your ankles is what the body loves. It's called anatomical neutral position. And ideally, our joints put the least amount of stress and pressure on itself when it's in that position. And in order to maintain that, we have to make sure we're doing good stretches for the front of our body and strengthening for the back part of our body.
Now, I've seen you talk about this a little bit, but how does posture and how we carry ourselves affect our mood, confidence, and, you know, even our relationships?
Oh, yes. When, you know, if you imagine somebody slouched over and bent forward, you can't imagine they're having a great day, if they're feeling positive and wonderful, if they're seeing the sunshine. That doesn't go hand in hand. But when we're feeling good and we're upright and moving, you know, people may see our face, they maybe smile at us as we're walking by in the street, and it just looks like you have that extra pep in your step. People embrace you and approach you in a different way.
I like that. Yeah, I used to, I'm kind of a posture guy now, because when I used to walk around back in high school, my uncle would always say, if you keep walking like that, you'll look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. So ever since then, I try to keep my shoulders back and my back unhunched. But, you know, it's hard sometimes to keep good posture while you're on air and sitting down all day. So I can definitely relate. So something you talk about is, you know, the body keeping score. What are some examples of that showing up in your clients? And, you know, what does that mean? Can you dive a little deeper into that?
Yeah, the body does keep a score. Sometimes, you know, a client comes to me and he'll say, well, you know, I'm in my 50s now, you know, in my 20s, I played football. I had a lot of injuries to my knees, and they healed pretty well. Now my knees seem to be giving me a little bit of trouble. What's going on? Well, you know, between 20 and 50, there's a lot of time that passed by. And usually, typically, between 40 and 50, we're not moving as much. We're not exercising. We're not playing ball daily. And at work and family and other obligations creep in. So we start moving a little bit less. And the body is, you know, starts to notice, okay, we're not getting strong. We're not doing these strengthening exercises anymore. And then the aches and pains start to creep in. But what's good about the body is you just little by little start building up, start adding a workout here or there till you gradually get to 2 to 3 times a week doing strengthening and doing some cardio. That adds up and that helps improve. And there's studies of people over 65 years old who have a diagnosis of arthritis. When they start to exercise 120 minutes a week and do moderate strengthening exercises, they can actually reverse the symptoms of arthritis and actually on x-ray show improvement in joint congruency and decrease arthritis by doing a consistent strengthening program.
And the sauna is a great one as well. It, you know, it brings down heart disease and heart attacks by a significant amount by just doing 15 minutes, you know, four times a week. But I mean, I do come across and hear a lot of, you know, older people, you know, 40 to 60, 70, who say, oh, I want to go for walks. I want to get back into the gym, but it just hurts too badly. Or, you know, my knees just aren't the way they used to be. How do people slowly progress into that and, you know, not necessarily get out of that mindset, but, you know, I guess start to heal their knees slowly so they can do the things that they want to do?
Well, first, that, you know, if our body's hurting us with doing any activity, that's a sign that we need to see the doctor. There's something going on. Is it something with our diet? Is it something in our systemic system that needs to be taken care of from an internist? Or do you need an assessment from a physical therapist to look at, you know, your knees are getting weak. That's why. You need to strengthen your quads. And once you strengthen your quads, you won't have that knee pain anymore. So that's really a call for action if we're having any pain. But those who don't have pain and just want to get back into things, start small. If you used to walk a mile every day, just, you know, just get off, you know, if you're taking the bus, get off a stop before your stop and just walk that 1-2 blocks. Or if you go into the grocery, don't park right outside that double doors. Just park a little further in the parking lot and take a little extra walk to push that shopping cart to your car. Start small.
Mm. Yeah, I just ask that because I see a lot of people who just, you know, come across that issue, and people I've tried to help, like, well, I can't even start. So what you're saying, though, is there is no excuse. There's always a way out to heal yourself and that you're not stuck in a position where you think you may be stuck.
That's correct. It only takes one step to bring you one step closer to your goal.
Now, you emphasize progress over perfection. How do you help someone who feels frustrated because they're not healing fast enough?
Well, we all want to heal yesterday, and that's the thing, you know. We don't want to be in the constant pain or having difficulty that we are in now. And we have to look at things perspective-wise. So I have clients, you know, compartmentalize what they're feeling, what it feels like, how much pain you're having, what activity you're doing. And when we look back at it over the time of the past few sessions, they are on their own begin to understand that once they're continually doing something, they actually are healing, because quantifying the pain is what tells us. You know, if they say, oh, you know, my back hurts all the time. Well, yes, your back may hurt right now. However, you just walked 3 miles, and just getting out of bed and making breakfast a month ago was causing you this same kind of back pain. So understand that this is an improvement. Your activities have changed and improved, and so now we're working on building up your endurance so that eventually you don't have that back pain.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So when it comes to, I want to take a step back. You mentioned diet before. How does that help your clients? Because a lot of people, I feel like, you know, think about actual physical then healing the insides first. What does that play into your practice? And I guess, what's your take on that?
Well, yes, I mentioned the word diet, but it's not actually a diet, it's nutrition. Making sure you're feeding your body with the proper hydration, water, or other types of liquids that are healthy for you, and feeding your body, your muscles, with the proper proteins to help them grow and build up, because that's important. And if you're not hydrating, the inflammation that you have in your body is not going to help be filtrated and not going to decrease your discomfort. So you want to make sure that you're eating the right types of foods to help improve and fast track the mobility changes that you're doing.
Now, I don't know how deep into the holistic sphere you're in, and I don't know if you would really put this under the holistic realm, but a lot of, you know, practitioners that I bring on here, whether they're chiropractors, you know, massage, you know, holistic massage people, I guess, so from your experience, what role do breath and awareness play into physical healing? Beyond just exercise, maybe that's also meditation, yoga, you know, praying. How does that play into, you know, the physical healing of your clients?
There is a direct mind-body connection to breath and how we're feeling and how the brain helps our body and our muscles move. If we start our day with just general in deep inhalations, exhalations, checking with in with ourselves and just thinking about
positive things in the morning, that changes our day and how we move through life. That's key. And that type of relaxation and meditation really releases another set of type of good positive hormones and endorphins in our body to help make us feel good. They call us that the feel-good hormones, and those feel-good hormones help promote healing.
Now, people's bodies often whisper before they turn into screams. What are some of those whispers that people ignore until it's too late, and how do they, you know, negate the issues that may happen later on?
Well, sometimes, you know, you have dinner plans with someone and you say, oh, my back gave out again, I can't make dinner. And you think that's just normal, just once in a while that happens. Once in a while, our body's not supposed to give out on us. We're supposed to decide and do things because we just want to, not because our body's giving us that message. And so if you're hearing that, sometimes we normalize our discomfort, and we shouldn't do that. It's a sign that we need to take action. Like, if this keeps happening time after time, eventually the frequency increases. Maybe it's not once a month dinner plans are canceled. Maybe it's every week this is happening. And that buildup, if we wait too long, may not be as easily reversible from physical therapy. It might be something more evasive, some internal medicine, or possibly even surgery. So if your body's whispering to you and it's saying, oh, I feel a little uncomfortable, I can't do this today, please consult with your physical therapist, go to your primary care, get a referral, because something is starting to be amiss.
I love all this. Healing isn't just fixing what's broken. It's about reconnecting to yourself. And speaking of connection, I want to shift into how you've taken all this and built business that really reflects it. So I'll be back with Dr. Gina Williams right after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned in with me and Dr. Gina Williams, the owner of Mobility Health Physical Therapy. Now, November is National Entrepreneurship Month, so this part, it's close to home for a lot of people listening maybe, and especially those trying to build something meaningful. So I want to jump right into it and ask you, you built Mobility Health Physical Therapy from the ground up. What was the hardest part of turning that vision into reality? Because I feel like that's a hard niche to get into and to, you know, build up clientele in.
Well, the hardest part was actually when I got started was understanding how to delegate some of the responsibility, because I was so used to being a solo practitioner. I was doing my own Google Ads. I wrote my own website. I was doing my own bookkeeping. I was answering my own phones. And I realized that I couldn't do my one-on-one patient physical therapy care that I loved if I was doing all those things on my own. So finding experts in all of those fields that I mentioned really helped me be able to just sit and do what I love, which is taking care of patients with physical therapy treatments. And that was the best lesson, learning when to delegate and give up that those tasks that I didn't love and wasn't my passion, and just hire an expert. And that helped me actually even make more money to then spend more time with my family and spend more one-on-one time with my patients.
Now, how did you go about hiring these people? Because there's a lot of people out there that, offer false promises or, you know, say they can do something but don't deliver on that. Now, how do you go about, clearing somebody to make sure that they will actually, help your business and they want to help your journey?
Well, what I did was talk to other business owners. Some of my friends who had businesses, I seek them out, because even though they have a different business, business is always business, a dental practice, a bookkeeping practice. The crust of what you need a team-wise for a business, the basics are all the same. So I surrounded myself with other business owners who had the similar type of platform like I did, and I asked them, who did you start with? What did you do? And people are so welcoming and warm. They tell you their mistakes. Say, oh, I did that. Oop, that was a big mistake. And it saved me the trouble of making that mistake on my own by just asking and learning from other people who had businesses.
Was there any self-doubt, leaving, and maybe you didn't. Did you just go straight from, leaving your practice with, I'm assuming you're with another company, then going and starting your own? Was there any fear or, worry alongside with that? Or were you fully just all in on yourself?
I went part-time, and then that allowed me to work on my business for part-time for a couple of years. And I didn't feel any fears. I felt motivated and sure that this was the next step that I needed to make, and I was going to succeed because I was passionate about what I thought was the right type of patient care that needed to be out there.
And did you see progress pretty quickly into it? Because a lot of people, start their businesses, don't see anything for the first 6 months and quit. What was your mindset going into that and knowing that there might be some roadblocks ahead of you?
Yeah, I mean, I always hear that. I always heard 50% of all businesses fail within the first 1 to 5 years. And I had that there in my mind, but I'm, there's a whole 50% that didn't you fail. And there's things that they did that are different. And so I said, I'm not going to fail. I'm confident that I'm going to keep pushing forward. And, when you hit the hard times, you dig in, because, I got to the point where, my patients felt value and I felt value because I was helping people. And that was the motivation, just keep me pushing. It helped me realize that this is where I needed to be. Even if it was tough, I couldn't turn back. I saw the light. I saw the one-on-one care. And that's what I wanted. Going back didn't seem like a happy place I wanted to be. So I just kept looking forward.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot, actually. Now, a kind of off-topic question, but what was it like starting a business in New York? Like, how does that, I don't know if you know, but how does that differ from starting somewhere, you know, small? I feel like there's, you know, a lot of competition, especially in New York, to start a business from the ground up.
You know, I hear that a lot. New York is such a busy metropolis. There's a lot of competition. But you know what? Five of my best friends are physical therapy owners who own physical therapy practices in Midtown Manhattan. We share information. We learn from each other. And New York is so big. There's so many clients and opportunities for all of us to share. Sometimes if I have a client that's not a right fit for my practice, I know my friend who has a different type of physical therapy practice, they would be good for them. And guess what? I connect them and I send that client over to them because I know they'll get the best care. And, you know, it's giver's gain. It'll come back to us one day, but I just want to make sure that person that calls us gets the right care that they need, no matter what.
So it seems like creating a community of like-minded individuals, you know, who have your best interest in mind as well, you know, kind of helps you get to a whole nother level in business. Is that true?
That's true. We lift each other up. We hold each other down, and we are in it to win no matter what happens.
So you use the phrase grace in the grind. What does that mean to you personally, and how do you practice practice this philosophy to your day to day?
Well, always being your best self, even if things are tough, behaving in a respectful manner, being kind to others, and not seeing anyone as a competition is always very important. So a client called us and we weren't the right fit, and we sent her to one of our competitors, and the next day a gentleman called us and she was this woman's neighbor. And she sent her neighbor to us. And we said, why'd you send your neighbor? She said, you were so nice. I said, why didn't you send it to the people we sent you? Because we heard how nice you were, and we wanted to come to you. So it was just like, okay, wow, thank you. You know, people are very receptive to just always being your best self.
Now, do you think this is a better strategy for your niche, or do you think, I guess, every company could take away from this? Because you hear, you know, business is war. What do you think of that?
I think every company can take away from this. You know, building a community together where we're working, interacting, it only can help bring us further into to better healthcare, specifically talking about healthcare, and better business owners. We can't be crabs in the barrel. That doesn't help anything.
So as a healthcare professional and entrepreneur, I know you might not be showing up and doing the physical therapy yourself anymore, and maybe you do, but how do you balance or stay balanced when your job is literally about helping everyone else stay balanced?
Well, it's just like when you're on a plane and the flight attendant tells you to, if you're with someone that needs help, put your oxygen on first before you help them. It's literally doing that. I get up early in the morning. I do my yoga, my meditation. I take care of myself first. I have three toddlers. I have a husband. I have aging parents. But if I don't take care of myself first and something happens to me, who's going to take care of them? And I can't let that happen.
And why is that an important practice for you to, you know, do your yoga or workouts in the morning, or even just, you know, keep staying physically fit? Because I do see a lot of entrepreneurs who, you know, put off their health until it's too late, and now they have all this money, but they have no, like, they can't do anything with it because they're sick and, you know, not able to move.
Well, my slogan is, if you don't move it, you lose it. And I see people every day who, you know, they've let time pass by and they have difficulties and pains and they're weak. And so that's my reminder, because when I have a patient who's 95 and they're physically fit and moving and grooving and just have a little pain here or there, no medications, never been in the hospital, that's my goal. I want to be that 95-year-old lady who's still doing yoga, still moving around, hanging out with her grandkids, going on trips alone, because that is the future of all of us if we keep moving and don't let ourselves slow down too much.
So over the past, how long have you had this business for? When did you start it?
About 10 years ago. I've been a physical therapist for 20 years. Halfway through, I said, got to go out on my own.
And what are the biggest takeaways, you know, as a person that you maybe learned about yourself going through business, or, you know, business lessons that you take away that, you know, you could share with the audience that you found a lot of value from?
Well, from many business owners when I was starting out, they told me that, you know, it's going to be a tough road. You know, it may be lonely, but it's the flexibility of having your own schedule and being able to find time for yourself and pick your own calendar and being your own boss. It was so empowering to me that I really value that aspect of it.
And you also host your own show, Health, Wealth, and Relationships. What's one piece of wisdom from a guest that changed the way you live or work? Or maybe you got a few.
Well, I have several guests that have amazing stories. And primarily, I'm talking to business owners, men and women, who share their story of resilience, but they also couple that with how they're balancing their life, how they're not working too much, how they're making sure they're taking care of themselves and balancing their time with their family as well. And giving everybody the understanding that you're not always going to have to balance everything all the time. Sometimes things go off kilter. And it's okay. You just recalibrate, and it's always an ongoing thing that we all have to work on.
And this kind of relates to it a little bit. We live in a culture where people are so obsessed with hustle. And I don't know if, you know, that was a thing back, you know, 10 years ago. I know it is now, especially, you know, in the young cultures, you know, grind, grind, grind. Don't think about anything else. How do you, you know, redefine success for yourself beyond just the grind and, you know, beyond business?
Well, you have to put things in perspective. You know, are we going to, you know, be 65 plus retired and then wait to enjoy life? Or are we going to just start enjoying life now? And enjoying life can be just going to a new restaurant or going for a walk. If we don't take that time to live in the moment, when we get to the end of our life, what are we going to look back at? Oh, I really worked real hard. Great life. Or I had fun. I spent time with my family and friends. I did what I wanted to do. We have to think about the big picture at all times, despite the zeal we have to just grind, because it's not about that. It's about the why are we grinding. Try to still keep some of that why in the process of trying to do the grind.
What advice would you give to young professionals, you know, maybe women stepping into leadership roles in health or business?
Just do it. There shouldn't be any fear. That, you know, there many people have done it before you. You're not the first. So just learn, find a mentor, and have them teach you. Ask as many questions as you can, because that's the best way to learn.
Now, I want to take a quick step back, because I forgot to ask you this. I've seen you do have a lot of accolades. We got 30 seconds here. What keeps you pushing? Why do you want more?
I have just always been an avid learner. I learn from my patients. I learn from my kids. And I'm just excited about life and what's next, you know. And I am so ready for tomorrow every day I wake up.
I love that. I'm so ready for tomorrow every day as well. Now, Dr. Gina, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story, your energy, and your wisdom. I think this conversation is going to remind a lot of people that healing doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to start, and everything just has to start. So, Gina, thank you, and I really appreciate you coming on here today with me.
Thank you, Blake.
Have a great one, and I'll be right back more with Live Better right after this.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
And that's going to be a wrap on today's episode of Live Better. A big thank you to Dr. Genio Williams for taking the time to come on the show and share her story, her expertise, and her philosophy on what it really means to move, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. And what I really like about this conversation is that it wasn't just about health in the traditional sense. It was about awareness, about paying attention to how we carry ourselves, and how we move through our days, and what our bodies are trying to tell us when we finally slow down enough to listen to them. Now, Dr. Gina reminded us that healing and progress don't have to be complicated. And from her talking, it doesn't really seem too complicated at that. It's not about chasing extremes or doing more. It's about doing the basics better, standing a little taller, breathing deeper, moving with purpose, and recognizing that quality of your movement often mirrors the quality of your mindset, and how you think also mirrors your body. And when she talks about grace in the grind, I think that can hit home for a lot of people, because no matter what field you're in, whether you're running a business, raising a family, or just trying to keep up with life, it's easy to fall into the trap of constant motion without direction. And what I took away from today's show is that success and balance aren't opposites. They're actually built together moment by moment when you move with intention and stay grounded in what actually matters most. And Dr. Gina's story from working with top surgeons, which we didn't get to touch up on, but she worked with top surgeons to creating her own practice in New York, shows what's possible when passion meets purpose. She's built something that doesn't just treat pain, but helps people reconnect with themselves. And that's the kind of leadership the world needs more of. And people who build with integrity, that serve with empathy and purpose, and lead with both head and heart. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and taking the time to grow with us. This show is built around simple ideas that make a big difference: movement, mindset, consistency, and self-awareness. I'm Blake Byrne. This is Live Better, and I'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Central. Until then, keep your mind sharp, your body moving, and your heart in the right place.